Welcome to OK Sis. We are two cultural observers
and curious minds who happen to be related.
I'm Scout.
And I'm Maddie. Get ready for some serious sororal energy
as we chat about and comment on one another's current fixation of the week.
Ready, sisters? Hello and welcome back to OK Sis. My name is Maddie.
And I am Scout, and we are the sisters behind OK Sis Podcast.
What are you drinking over there?
What am I drinking over here? I'm drinking wine, a little Sauvignon Blanc, if you will. What are you drinking, Mads?
I don't know what I ever did to you, but can I get a Pinot Grigio?
Yeah, there will never be a Pinot Grigio in my house for probably as long as I live, and like definitely no Moscato, that's for sure.
So I was testing you and you failed. What point of Vanderpump Rules are you in?
Oh, like season two. I kind of like went off the bandwagon because it was making me feel bad about my life.
I think it would make you feel better about your life.
It just made me feel as if I was, I don't know, it didn't make me feel good. Like I felt stressed and I felt like these people have issues, and I felt bad for Jax at one point because I was like, Stassi is just totally putting, you know, just ringing you around for God knows how long, and any little thing he does, she blows up. And I just, I don't know. I just don't know. I think that this whole Kristen Tom situation is crazy. I have thoughts about Katie, and I am, you know, I love Sheena. Just love Sheena.
Yeah, that's going to change as you progress in the show. But wow, you are truly still in the beginning stages. But anyway, that line is a famous line made by Stassi to Sheena. I don't know what I did to you, but I'll have a Pinot Grigio.
Oh, that is a great line. That's a good line. I can see her saying that. Yes. And I also know, I mean, I know a few things that happened in the current season, so that's kind of a bummer too. But I will keep going because I want to see my girl Billie Lee on there. And I'm just kind of popping all over the place, like as far as TV shows go, but we can talk about that later. But I've been like really into Veep, and then I started The Office again last night, and it's just really all over the place.
I agree. I need a new show because I finished The Bold Type, and we just watched Unorthodox, which was chef's kiss. Incredible show. Oh, get on it. It's fantastic. Only 4 episodes. It's very heavy, but it is, you know, quick.
Oh, it's only 4 episodes?
Yes.
Got it.
So I've been trying to get into a new show, and I was thinking maybe I'll dabble in Community or I'll dabble in Friday Night Lights. But, you know, I just for some reason can't get myself to just start it because every night I just watch like an hour and a half of TikTok and then I go to sleep. So then I'm like, okay, well, I guess I don't have to watch something. But I feel like I want a show, you know?
Yeah, Adam's watching Community. He really likes it.
A lot of people have recommended it and like it. And my boy, Childish Gambino, Donald Glover, is in it. And I love him. So I'm not a Joel McHale fan. Are you? I don't think anyone is.
No, but he did the, did you see the last episode of Tiger King that he produced with like an after show via Zoom with all the cast members?
That was such a thirst trap for him. He was like, I called Netflix and they let me. Like, I was like, dude, you're just trying to promote Community being back on Netflix. Shut the fuck up.
Well, yeah, no, I enjoyed it. You know, getting a little extra Tiger King content is all we really need, to be honest, during these times. But little, you know, emotional check-in. How are you doing in quarantine? What's the latest? I saw you went on a social distancing walk with your boyfriend and tried to chase him. So good job for you.
Yeah. Yeah. The mental state has been fluctuating more than ever. I did not know I had the amount of emotions that I do hold. Last Monday was probably my worst day in quarantine. Literally couldn't stop crying all day. Couldn't really pinpoint exactly what was triggering me. Okay, and then my Thursday and Friday were such stellar days in quarantine. I felt this insane positive energy and this uber productiveness. And it was like I was so high, but then earlier in the week, I was just like really, really burnt out and at this lowest point. So it has really been a roller coaster. I know a lot of people have been saying it's a roller coaster of emotions, but this week in particularly, I really felt this insane fluctuation like I've never done before. And it's really interesting to understand the capacity I have to feel. It's a nice I like to do some self-surveillance and monitor those emotions and try to journal as much as possible to understand when I feel great and why that might be. Or there may not even be an impetus. It might just be because to that day, I had a greater energy, and it can be as a result of many different factors, which is, you know, kind of annoying because I'm very much a person that likes to, you know, pinpoint the issue and then, you know, learn from it or resolve it when sometimes it's not really up to us. So that's been my check-in. What about you?
It's so interesting because I think that the whole world is finally sort of understanding maybe a glimpse of what mentally ill people feel, which is, especially with bipolar disorder, I could be bawling my eyes out one day and so freaking depressed, and then the next day I'm high on life. And so that emotional roller coaster for me has been what I've been living with my whole life, obviously to like a little bit more of an extended extent where I get, you know, severely depressed. But it's just interesting to hear people say that they are dealing with these high highs and these low lows, and they're going through these fluctuations. And so, you know, for me, my mood has been good. I haven't necessarily been fluctuating between feeling super high and super low. I have been experiencing now more anxiety than I was in the beginning. And in between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. every day, I get like really bad anxiety, and it always passes and I move through it, and I know that. And so I've been kind of using that as a way to, when I do experience it, to know that it does pass. So the anxiety has just been a little bit intense. I have been feeling a lot of interesting feelings regarding entrepreneurship in quarantine. I actually got really angry one day, which I would love to share with you because this is like how we have different opinions, but there's all of this messaging coming out that is saying like, slow down and, you know, breathe and relax and spend more time inwards, when for business owners, certain business owners during this time, this is probably one of the most hectic times of their business because they need to ensure that their business is staying on course and being financially successful for their employees and for their financial situation. So I have been feeling a lot of that in the sense that I have been working a lot more, I feel, just to make sure and hit certain revenue goals, since my company did take a 25% revenue hit actually due to coronavirus. So I'm like, just like, people are like bored in the house, and I'm confused because I'm so not bored. But then I know that's probably from a lot of people that have unfortunately lost their jobs in this situation, which completely breaks my heart. And I'm just doing my best to make sure that my employee and myself maintain those jobs, and I'm feeling that pressure on my shoulders.
Yeah, I'm conflicted about the go slow messaging because I do sometimes wonder who's writing that messaging, because I completely understand what you're saying is like, wait, do you not have a job? Do you, or I guess like if you've lost your job, maybe go slow, but like if you do have a job, why are you going slow? Like, it, you still have the same responsibilities, or maybe they have shifted, but going slow, you know. And I think how you're translating it is like, maybe be lazy or don't work as hard, which
not be lazy. I should say, taking it easy. Just relaxing and doing what feels good in your body, which are all amazing things. I just, at this point, don't have the privilege to use that time for this, if that makes sense.
Right. No, and I totally get that. I think I'm more interpreting it, and I believe I brought this up. We were on the Girls with Anxiety podcast, and I asked them how they define the phrase "be gentle with yourself." And because to me, I was interpreting it a little bit as like a hall pass or a way to be like, "Oh, be gentle with yourself. Oh, you know, you're getting," and I'm like making an excuse for myself not to finish a certain task or to kind of drop off and work earlier, whatever the case was. Whereas be gentle with yourself more so is a pro in an approach to all the work that you have to do, but with more grace and patience and more of a nicer inner dialogue. So I think that's actually what people mean by go slow and relax a little bit, because I think all of our inner dialogues are heightened in this sense of anxiety, and a lot of us are experiencing thoughts and pressures that we probably hadn't experienced before. So when people say go slow and take it easy, I think it's the same gesture as be gentle with yourself. So I don't think it's a like take a vacation and relax. Even if you have a full-time job, like relax. It's not necessarily that. It's more like we understand the situation we're in, that it's very unique and that there's a lot of uncertainty and pressure and anxiety. So just be gentle with that inner dialogue so that you can get everything that you have to get done. So that's kind of the way I'm interpreting it, but I understand where you're coming from, where it does feel like there is this narrative around like checking out almost.
Yeah. And I'm so happy you said that that felt like an excuse for you to not finish things, because that's been what I've been saying this whole time, that sometimes this messaging just feels like an excuse to not do things. So I don't know. I'm kind of in this mixture of, and I think it's interesting because I think a lot of people are always in this state of mind where they've been told to hustle, 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 and that doesn't translate with them from society. And so they feel confused, where right now the messaging that society is giving me is confusing me, because that's not how my life is structured right now. It's not how I want my life to be structured. And so I need to really fall into a place of what works for me and then executing on that despite what the majority of society is necessarily saying at a moment's time.
Exactly. And we've said this time and time again. It's really hard, and it's harder said than done. But just take what works for you and internalize what fits with you and try to reject what doesn't. And it's hard because social media right now is giving us a lot of mixed messages on how to feel at this time, and trying to contextualize it and place labels on our feelings. Whereas you know how you feel and you know what's right for you in this time. So just be courageous enough to honor that. And I'm saying that as someone who hasn't been courageous in the past to honor that, but at this time, I feel like I've really been honest with myself and have been understanding this landscape of emotions that I've been going through. And just like acceptance, again, as I said before, is a huge thing for me. And it's like I think the first week of quarantine was like, okay, social media, tell me how I'm supposed to feel. Tell me what I'm supposed to do, da da da. Whereas now we're kind of cemented in our routines. We're kind of at a new normal. And we know, you know at your core what works for you. So just do that. Like, just do that. If that means you have to get off social media so you are not, you know, influenced by some other mindset that doesn't serve you, then do that. Like, it's just, I know you don't like this, but we do need to be gentle with ourselves and take care of ourselves at this time. So if that means like shutting out any other opinions or perspectives, then that's what you need to do.
No, I love the be gentle with yourself rhetoric, because that's really what I preach, right? I just say it differently, like taking care of your mental health through so many different avenues. I mean, I'm always checking in. I'm always self-aware. I'm always emotionally connecting myself to know what I need next. And sometimes it's exhausting, but you know, that's a very playing the mindset victim to have. And so I keep going. But yeah, no, I'm really happy we had this check-in, because I think there's a lot of things going on right now that are very different mixed messaging. I wanted to highlight one of the sisters, Amanda Beth. She posted in our secret Facebook group, OK Sisters, if you're not a member, get on it. And she was really inspired by OK Sis and our podcast. And she's been on a really amazing and, you know, hard mental health journey that she's super being proactive about. And so she created a blog called lifewithamandabeth.com. And she is just kind of writing out her emotional experience. And I'm so proud of her, because I think that, as we know, it takes a lot to talk about our emotions openly and freely. So if you sisters are looking for to support the sisterhood, check out lifewithamandabeth.com. And I just wanted to say how proud I am of Amanda for even sharing something like this, because it takes a lot of vulnerability and courage, especially during this time.
Also, another update from our sisterhood. We did a Zoom sister happy hour last week, which was so gratifying and so soothing. And it was incredible to meet and see, you know, put faces to a lot of names that we've been interacting with on the Facebook group and on Instagram. And we just chatted about our mental states during this time, what each person is, you know, up to, what is their quarantine environment or situation. And it was, and now we're in like a little group chat, which is so fun. And so if you guys want us to do those maybe weekly or biweekly, I think it was a really, really special hour for us to kind of check in.
Yeah. So if you want to be a part of that, join our secret Facebook group, OK Sisters. That's what we're going to be posting about the next one, so you can get in. We like to cap it at 12 women total a session, just so it doesn't get so overwhelming. But we definitely want to do this again because it was so freaking fun.
Totally. Also, now that we're talking about social meds, I finally posted my sweatsuit haul, and boy, oh boy, was it better than I ever imagined. Wow. I think, you know what? A lot of people have been texting me that they really enjoyed the editing and the transitions, and I'm just going to say it. Like, I have been a student of YouTube for quite some time. So I have watched a many Emma Chamberlain video, a many a David Dobrik video, a many a Lauren Elizabeth video. So I understand the editing. I know what the people want, okay? And so this was so fun to play around. I did some fun things with the fonts and the kind of like graphics over each of the sweatsuits. So I think this might be like my new hobby.
Yeah, no, you were fabulous. And I'm not going to lie, I felt a little left out. So I was like, what kind of haul can I possibly do? And I just don't know where I can give value to our sisters via a haul. Maybe I'll do like a gown haul of all my gowns.
How many gowns do you have?
I have so many fancy clothing because I love fancy clothes. I love dresses that are super fancy. And so I buy them when I find them. And I have a very large collection of fancy dresses.
Where are you keeping these? I have never seen this collection.
I have at least 10 gorgeous outfits that I could put together that are like going to a formal black tie wedding.
Holy shit. All right. I cannot say the same for me. That's for sure. Well,
yeah, but everyone check out the sweatsuit haul. It's super fucking good. You're amazing, Mads. I think you deserve all of the popularity that I think you already have, but you deserve more. I'm not gonna lie.
Great. Also, I just want to say that my friend Alex FaceTimed me right before this podcast, and because she wanted to show her mom saying something to me, and her mom said that I am the best dancer that she has ever seen, and my TikToks are out of this world beyond. And you know what? I'm just gonna have to agree. Like, I'm just gonna have to agree.
Yeah, I don't know how you're not super TikTok famous yet.
I honestly, I'm at a loss of words why I'm not TikTok famous yet. Like, there is literally no explanation. I work so hard at these TikToks. I think I look so good doing the dances. I think the lighting is spectacular. Sorry, I'm just gonna humble brag for a moment. And I think I'm being silly, so there's a spin on it. Like, I'm not trying to be sexy. I'm not trying to be Charli D'Amelio or Addison Rae. I'm not trying to, like, be an 18-year-old exposing her torso. I'm more so trying to put on a little millennial spin to it with the silliness that is Mads. So, TikTok people, please follow us at OK Sis Podcast and blow it up for the For You page. Hashtag for FYP.
Yeah, you have a special little sparkle in your TikToks. I would say that you deserve to be the next big thing. And when you are the next big thing, I will come in and do guest dances and people will make fun of me for my terrible face and it'll just be like our shtick, you know? Like,
yeah.
Mads is really good at it. Scout shows her stomach for some reason and has a constipated face.
Yeah. We definitely need your stomach in it. That's a big selling point for TikTok. The constipated face, we need to tone down. It needs to be fixed because it makes me cringe at night and keeps me up. So let's fix it.
Good Lord. Oh my God, we've been talking for 20 minutes and we haven't even gotten to the point of this episode. Okay, oh, this let's do housekeeping.
This episode, oh, just you wait for the would you. Okay, so guys, we're doing a would you rather episode and I found the best questions. Just you wait.
I'm very scared for these answers and I'm going to apologize to my husband in advance because I feel like there's some like fuck or marry would you rather situations. Okay, so housekeeping, guys, sisters, if you love the sisterhood and want to get more involved, you can join our secret Facebook group, Women Only, at OK Sisters. You can follow us on Instagram at OK Sis Podcast, and we have a Twitter and TikTok at OK Sis Podcast, and you can sign up for our newsletter at OKSisPodcast.com, which comes out every Monday, and all this shit is in the show notes, so you can just directly link on everything. Okay, so we know you guys are cooped up at home, practicing social distancing, and Mads and I are all about routines and rituals, so we have a new daily ritual to help support your health. While Mads and I are trying to eat as clean as possible during these uncertain times just to feel good about our bodies, there are some nutrients that are really hard to get. So Ritual Essentials for Women is our cute, clean, daily multivitamin designed to help fill nutrient gaps in your diet. Ritual multivitamins are vegan-friendly, gluten-free, and non-GMO. So we can get behind them. They also have a delayed release capsule designed to be gentle on your stomach so you can take them on an empty stomach, and they taste like peppermint, not that gross like fish oil aftertaste that you have. So I take my ritual after I drink my smoothie every morning. I take two little pills. They're super cute. It looks good on my bedside. We're all about that. Mads, when do you take your ritual?
So I take my ritual in the mornings. I have my slew of pills that I have to ingest in the mornings. And so I kind of add them on into that. And the bottle is so cute. And you all know that we are all about the aesthetics over here at OK Sis. So I place it on my nightstand and it just fits in with all of my little knickknacks. And as Scout said, I love that it has that minty taste, especially in the morning. So it freshens you up and you can start your day.
Yeah, and it's also the best part about Ritual is that it's subscription-based, so you get a subscription once a month, and once you're done taking your Ritual, like, your new bottle is ready. So, also, it's only $1 a day, and sisters, I have tried purchasing, like, 10 different vitamins to get all my stuff into my body, and it's expensive. So, $1 a day, essential nutrients, cute bottle, I mean, female-founded company, what are you waiting for? Better health doesn't happen overnight, and right now, Ritual is offering the sisterhood 10% off, not just during your first month, but for your first 3 months. Fill in the gaps in your diet with Essential for Women, a small step that helps support a healthy foundation for your body. Visit ritual.com/OKSis to start your ritual today. That's 10% off during your first 3 months at ritual.com/OKSis. And we will have a link for you in our show notes. So happy ritual taking and happy vitamin loving.
Current fixations, bitch.
Okay, I have such good news. I finished a journal, a Moleskine journal. And when I do that, I've been doing this since I was 13. It is just a monumental moment. And so I usually always go to the store to buy my next Moleskine notebook. And I could not do that because of hashtag quarantine. So I went on Amazon and I ordered, they have a new Moleskine black notebook out, which is like 3 times the length of the regular Moleskine notebook, which is so exciting for me. And so I just want to shout out that Moleskine has a new, larger, same size dimensions. It's just like 3 times more pages. So it's a little bit sturdier. There's a little bit more meat to the book. And since I do my morning pages. I do my morning journaling every single morning, first thing in the morning, take a sip of coffee and write 1 to 2 pages. Since I've incorporated that practice into my daily routine, I am going through my journal so fast. I have never written this much in my life, and I've been journaling since I was 13. So the larger extended version of the Black Moleskine notebook is available and super amazing because it's not that much more expensive than the original size. And I'm going to probably use it for the next God knows how long. long. And yeah, that's my current fixation currently.
Scout, you know what I'm going to say.
Oh, fuck. What are you going to say to me?
We love that for you.
Oh, fuck off. Fuck you. Jesus Christ.
I'm joking. You know I'm a big Moleskin supporter as well. So I have to actually look into that because I agree. The Moleskin depth is could be greater. That's for sure.
Because now that I've gotten this bigger one, I'm trying to look up real quick on my Amazon cart how many pages it is. But now that I've gotten the bigger one, it's amazing how small they've always been, if that makes sense. Here, it's called the Moleskin Classic Expanded Notebook. So look for the word expanded on Amazon. It has 400 pages.
Fuck. Fuck me up, Moleskin.
Yeah, I mean, this is like journal porn to me. You know what I mean? This is like, oh, God, this is the Holy Grail.
There has to be an Instagram account for journal porn. I've started following this TikTok account that is all handwriting. And this girl like does calligraphy, but also handwriting all of her notes for school. And it is like porn to me. I watch it and get like I start to sweat a little bit because I'm like horny for this girl's handwriting.
Do you know my journey with handwriting?
Oh, God. I guess no.
No? Okay. So when I was younger, I was so obsessed with my handwriting that I actually trained myself to write straight without any lines. So if you give me a regular page with no lines, I can write completely straight. Not only that, my – like when I was in college, RIP, my college experience, I would literally – if I did not like the way my handwriting looked for my notes, I would rewrite them. And the biggest – I would have dreams that people would compliment me saying my handwriting was really great. And I one time was in this class and I looked over at this girl and she had a handwriting that was very similar to mine and it was organized the same way. And I was like, you have really nice handwriting. And she looked at mine and she was like, oh, my God, you have really nice handwriting. And it was this – in love moment. And I'm also really insane about the pens that I use. So I only use a 0.38 ballpoint Pilot gel pen, but I will not use anything under a 0.4 like point because it's too thick for me. I mean, even lower than 0.38, I'm all about. So I am super insane about pens. I won't ruin the pencil. I always have extra of these Pilot 0.38 pens available because the average, just to give you a distinction, the average is either 0.7 is really what – either 0.5 to 1.0. And 1.0 is so thick. I don't know why the fuck anybody uses them. Even a 0.7 is ridiculous. A 0.5 I will only use in emergency situations. But the 0.38 is where it is at.
Scout, I don't even know.
I almost went to a pen conference. I literally almost attended a pen conference.
I think you need to be admitted to a hospital.
That's already happened in my life. That has already happened in my life.
Thing just happened in your brain that I am just so confused about. Wow. I'm concerned for you and all involved.
This is just the real Scout coming through, guys. I am so transparent and vulnerable with you.
I'm so transparent about the pen width that I use.
Very important.
Oh my gosh. Okay, let me go on to my current fixation.
Oh right, we're doing that. Okay, go.
Yeah, okay, this week I have been obsessed with this app called Tezza.
Yes. Me too.
Okay, so I'm sorry to blow up Lauren Elizabeth's spot, but I asked her which presets she used because, as everyone knows, I used to use presets on Lightroom, and I really, you know, love how Lauren Elizabeth has brightened up a lot of her mirror picks. I've always never understood how someone could do that to make the room so white. And she said that she uses the Tezza app. So I was like, what is that? And I downloaded it. And it's essentially all these filters. It's similar to VSCO where there are set filters and then you can kind of zoom, you can lessen them or what have you. But these filters just, there's something about, so it's by the influencer. What's her name?
Tezza.
Okay, Tessa. Also, can you stop texting? It's like really throwing me off.
I'm looking at Instagram at all my Tessa filters. Her name is Tessa.
Stop. You're throwing me off when you look at your phone like that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, the influencer that created the Tessa app, her name is Tessa.
Okay, thank you. And something about these set filters just works with every single one of my photos that I ever take. Like, I'm so pissed that I didn't know about this app before, because my flow and my feed would have been so much more premium than it is now. Like, I'm annoyed, but I'm also very grateful that I've discovered it now. So, everyone should go download the Tessa app. You do need to.
Which one do you use?
I use a multitude. There's not just one.
Oh, I only use Vintage 2.
Oh, I change depending on the lighting.
How have you been liking my Instagram? Because in quarantine, I've been curating it quite a bit.
Yes, I enjoy your Instagrams. The long captions is a good growth tactic.
Oh, is it? Because I feel like it turns people off.
No, I've been reading a lot about Instagram growth, and long captions are in. They're in, girl.
Well, I'm doing them, baby.
I'm doing them, baby. So yeah, no, your flow is pretty great. That's what I'm trying to get at, because I don't want to be like too manicured, but I also want it to look good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the balance we're all trying to find in life. Oh shit. Oh, shit. Oh, my God. My red bracelet that Dad brought me home from Israel 2 years ago that I've been wearing this entire time just fell off, which means that the wish that I made when I put it on is coming true, but I don't remember what the wish is.
It's coming true, or it's not going to come true?
No, it's going to come true because it fell off. Look, do you see this? I'm showing you in the video. My red string fell off.
Why are you so mad? I'm confused.
Because I'm just upset because it's been a part of my life for the last 2 years. Don't worry. I have a whole bag full of red strings from Jerusalem, so I'll put another one on. But it's just been, you know, on my wrist for like 2 years, and it's been a friend of mine, and now it is no longer.
Yeah, but when it falls off, that's a good thing because your wish came true. What the fuck is going on with you? I'm so confused.
It's okay. It's just change, okay? It's just change. I'm going through change right now. You could be a little bit more sympathetic towards me.
That your wish that probably was like, I want to be like, I don't rich. Even know what your wish could be. What?
I want to be rich.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking that, but you don't really want that. So I was like,
I mean, of course I do. Who doesn't? Of course I want to be rich. Who doesn't want to be rich? That's ridiculous. If someone says they don't want to be rich, they're lying. They are so fucking lying to you. Don't believe anyone that says that.
Okay, let's move on to Would You Rather.
Okay, I'm so excited.
Okay, sisters.
God, you're going to throw me some curveballs right now. God damn it.
I've compiled the best list of Would You Rather that I have ever read before in my life. So let's get into it. So this one is actually a one that my roommate, also the roommate that tie-dyed this beautiful sweatsuit that I'm currently wearing.
Yeah, if I send her mine, will she do mine?
Sure, I think so. She did a fabulous job. It looks stellar.
Shout out to Taylor.
Shout out to Taylor. Okay, so she also posed this question to me, which got me thinking. Okay. Would you rather OK Sis go viral for something controversial that we said, or never go viral at all?
Oh, shit. That is so hard. I mean, it depends. Like, controversial is such a spectrum, right?
I know. So that's what I said. I was like, the best case scenario would be if a guest came on and they said something controversial and then we got written up.
Yes, that would be ideal. Look, I don't want to go controversial for anything that goes against human rights and civil rights and all that stuff. If it's controversial, like something about masturbating, like, sure, fuck yeah, let's go viral over that. But I don't want to go viral over something.
Or something.
Yeah, no, because we're very socially conscious people, and I do not – I really uphold a certain reputation, not just for my ego, but also for the good of humanity. And so I think I'd actually rather never go viral than go viral over a topic that I don't believe in for myself.
Okay, great. Next, would you rather have the same phone forever? So never upgrade, never you will have the iPhone 11 till the day you die, or have the same haircut forever?
Have the same haircut forever.
Me too.
Because our hair doesn't do well with different haircuts.
That's actually very true.
Yeah, it's a long, it's like a medium or long length, and that's it. No bangs, just down straight to the whatever stops at. Okay, next one.
Okay, this is great. Would you rather accidentally like a 2-year-old photo of your significant other's ex, who you were in the middle of Facebook stalking?
Oh, shit.
Or accidentally send a sext to your mom?
Accidentally send a sext to my mom? Duh. Yeah, have Babe would be like so proud of me.
I know. I just wanted to say that one because it was really good.
If we sent a sext to our mother, our mom would be like, beautiful writing. So proud that you're tapping into this. This is amazing. Who are you sending
your
this to?
Your sexual energy. I'm so excited that you're just like, oh, yeah, you're like sexual. Yeah.
I would die if I liked a photo of my husband's ex-girlfriend, which, disclaimer, I've totally Instagrammed or Facebook stalked. That would be horrendous.
Exactly, yeah. I actually read this first as if you would like your ex's, a two-year-old photo of your ex.
Oh, that's fine. That's funny. That's like, hey, bitch, you know?
No,
like,
I would still sext my mom.
I would still sext Heather. I would still sext Heather for sure.
Okay. Would you rather have to read every word of the terms and conditions when you're prompted to, or have to ask your parents for permission every time you have sex?
Parents, plural, or just mom? Because if it's just mom,
parents, plural.
Oh, dad too? No, I don't want to ask dad for permission to have sex. So I will ask mom for permission because her answer is going to be yes, no matter what time of the day it is. She thinks that she wants us to have more sex, to be honest. So I would rather read the terms and conditions.
I agree. All right, next. When you die, would you rather have your credit card statement or your Google search history released?
Probably credit card statement, because I don't really buy anything racy. But when you Google search, sometimes it's like confusing. Like, why were you Googling that? Because you like saw something on Instagram and you don't know what's going on. And also, like, I'm on private when I watch porn, so that's probably never – like, is that part of it? Like, the porn I watch?
Let's say that's part of it. That's part of your Google search.
Oh, then I'd so rather release my credit card statements.
Totally. Agreed. I'm glad we're in agreement on all of these. Okay, next. Would you rather lose the ability to vote in elections or the ability to say anything on social media? So that includes commenting on people's posts or liking photos on Instagram.
Oh, this is so fucked up, but I'd so rather lose the ability to vote in me.
And there's a controversial thing that'll make us go fat. No, I'm joking.
Oh my God. I mean, come on. Like, social media how we live our lives. It's how our lives progress. It's how our businesses progress. It's how our personal brands progress. It's how OKSYS progresses. And voting in a presidential election in California, which I'm voting Democrat anyways, it's a fucking Democratic state. So I will forego that one. But if everybody had to do it at the same time, then I would forego social media probably.
Exactly. That's a good distinction. I like that. Okay. Would you rather have the ability to see every text that wasn't sent to you or the ability to see every text that is about you? Wasn't sent to you.
I would do the texts that were going to be sent to me because I feel that there's probably some truth in them that I need to work out with that person, whether it's my friendship or my relationship or a familiar relationship. I'd rather hear the truth on the matter and really get to it versus like people talking about me. Yeah, like everybody talks about everybody. Like it serves a purpose for them internally. So I don't really need to hear the gossip about me.
All right. Next up, would you rather have Trump win the 2020 presidential election or have the voice in your head sound like Trump for the rest of your life?
Oh my God, come on. Come on.
That is, I know, we don't really need to answer this.
No, one. Honestly, no, I'm going to answer it. I'm going to fucking answer it. Because one, I hate Trump. Two, I find him quite entertaining. So if he was the voice in my head, shit could be quite interesting, you know? Like, it'd be funny. Stop. It would be funny.
No, it wouldn't. It would be so misogynistic and it would just be awful.
I mean, it would be kind of funny, you know, like he says stuff and I just laugh. I'm like, wow, that came out of a human's mouth. Amazing. You know, wow. What an accomplishment. See,
my thinking is like, I don't even want to speak this into existence, but I think I'd rather him win so that we can only endure him for the next 4 years instead of having the voice in my head for the rest of my, like being haunted for the rest of my life.
That is selfish and that is not sacrificing yourself for America.
Sorry.
I am sacrificing myself for America.
Okay. All right. Hero.
That's me. Okay.
Next. Would you rather your life story be turned into an Oscar-winning drama directed by Steven Spielberg that accidentally makes your mother look like a monster, or have your life be turned into a Lifetime movie of the week starring Jennifer Love Hewitt that makes your mom look awesome? So essentially it's saying, would you rather have a critically acclaimed film and a well-done film, but your mom looks like shit, or a film that that portrays your life in a more amateur sense and your mom looks awesome?
The one where my mom looks awesome because she has an amazing life and is working towards incredible goals, and I would never take that away from her just for my own fame.
Wow, you are a martyr. I want the Oscar.
Martyr. I'm not a martyr. I just like don't give a fuck. Like, oh, Steven Spielberg wrote a movie about me. Does that change who I am? Not really. And plus, I wouldn't even want Spielberg to write a movie about me. I would want Quentin Tarantino to do it. So pass.
You would want Quentin Tarantino to write to be your.
If Quentin Tarantino directed it, I would tell Heath, babe, I'm really sorry, but this is how you're going to be portrayed because Tarantino and I are probably soulmates in a very weird, fucked up situation. Like, we've known each other in past lives and we would probably have a really good conversation. I would be afraid of him. He would be afraid of me. It'd be fabulous.
Yeah, you guys would get along. You both have, like, really fucked up minds.
Fucked up psyches.
Yeah. Something's not right going on.
Yeah. Totally.
Also, I was going to say, Steven Spielberg knows Heath Babe, so he would never portray her in
a bad way. Very, very good point. I love that.
Yes. Would you rather spend the rest of your life as an iconic adult film star or be the president of the United States for 8 years?
Iconic adult film star. Are you fucking kidding me? You get 100%. To, you know, if you're the president, you can't sleep, you know? When you're an adult porn star, you're at least getting fucked a lot. So, like, good for you. And you're kind of famous. But, like, the president of the United States, like, I don't want to know if aliens are real. I don't want to know the nuclear code bombs. Like, I don't need that shit.
Is that your I don't want to know if aliens I don't want to be the president because I don't want to know if aliens are real.
Dude. No matter what you say as the president, you're going to get shit on, right? If you're an adult porn star, like, people love you, man. Like, nobody, people that aren't into porn don't know you. So your haters are, like, super far away from you. But the people that are into porn love you so much. So I would be an adult porn, I would be an adult film star before I was the president of the United States.
So, little sidebar, I'm not sure if you're familiar with the Pornhub landscape. But
like Pornhub.com or like just porn in general? What are you talking about? Are you talking about the porn industry or Pornhub.com?
Do you not know what Pornhub is?
Yeah, the website.
Yes, Pornhub.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. Are you talking about the website or are you talking about the porn industry in general?
No, I said Pornhub, so I meant Pornhub.com.
Okay, yes. What about it?
Also, another sidebar is – they are offering free premium to anyone. So if anyone wants to get on that for the quarantine, they understand the high demand. So they are offering free premium. I think it's a great thing to give to our country at this time.
Does it go on your credit card statement as free? Or does it not show up on the credit card statement?
It does not deduct because it's free.
But does it show up? Does it show up?
Oh, we got to look at
that. Because I was releasing my credit card statements when I die that we decided here. So,
but why are you embarrassed about porn?
I am not. I have literally just said multiple times that I would be a porn star. So I'm not. I just like don't want people to know what I watch versus the fact that I watch.
It's not going to come up on your credit score.
You're right. Free Pornhub Unlimited. I got to get on that. Okay. Thank you for the information. Thank you for the PSA. Keep going.
Okay. No, wait. That wasn't what I was going to say. Okay.
Oh.
I was going to say, are you familiar with Pornhub.com?
Yes, I just asked you if you were talking about Pornhub.com. Yes, I am familiar with Pornhub.com. What do you want from me?
Okay. Are you familiar with the porn stars on Pornhub.com?
No, I'm more into amateur shit.
Oh, okay. Do you know someone named Danny Daniels?
No.
Okay, great. I'll send you her work. Now, she has joined – she came up on my For You page on TikTok. She has a TikTok. She is so fucking funny. I'm actually a little annoyed that she's so funny because she has this other skill on TikTok. And everyone should go follow her. She is premium. She has this like older husband who's bald and she's quarantining with him obviously, and every day she does this video where she like goes up to him and starts like just dancing but like a crazy person around him, and it's very silly, and he's like literally just like, get the fuck away from me, I'm trying to work, and she will not let him she'll not let him be alone. It's great.
Yeah, I actually know someone who's – I knew someone, I don't know him anymore, who's married to a very famous porn star who's won awards at the Porn Star Awards.
Who?
I'm not going to tell you because I don't – it's, you know, it's like confidential, but I'll tell you after who she is. She's very famous. She's one of the like, oh my God, you know, whatever. She's so sweet. Very big sweetheart. Anyways, I don't know why – this is like a porn episode.
Have you ever watched like,
why
her
is
videos?
This a porn episode? No. Just because I felt as if that would be – I don't know if crossing the line is the right word because it is her work. But I just – I wanted to have an impression of her of who she is in real life versus who she is – you know, like you wouldn't judge somebody who works in a corporate office as like a vice manager, like whatever, assistant manager. You wouldn't like watch a video of them at work and then judge them off that, right? Like you would just get to know them in real life. So I wanted to just have my impression of her be what I knew of her first, you know, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. Also, Riley Reid, who's also a very famous porn star, she was in one of David Dobrik's videos and it was just so puzzling for me to see these two worlds collide, like this like pop culture world and then the Pornhub world, and just to see her enter into the zeitgeist. It was, I don't know if that was the right use of zeitgeist, but enter into the like public domain. I don't know, for some reason I just like don't see them crossing that boundary, and it was liberating. It was great, and it also freed me of being like, oh, David Dobrik and his friends watch porn, of course, and they love Riley Reid. So
everybody watches porn?
Yeah, that's why there's free premium. So everyone go rush to Pornhub.com.
This is not sponsored and we do not have a code, but we should, but we don't.
Oh my God. We should definitely have someone that works at porn, a higher up female. If you are a higher up female at Pornhub, please hit us up. I would love to get you on the pod.
Yeah, for sure. 100%. Okay, what's the next one?
Right, let's keep going. Would you rather have Cheeto fingers for the rest of your life or have a popcorn kernel stuck in the back of your throat for the rest of your life?
I'm going to take comfort over style because I could wear gloves and I could make this like chic glove thing come back.
Yeah, I would do Cheeto fingers. I fucking hate popcorn kernels. They drive the little living shit out of me.
Exciting stuff for you. Okay, yeah. Next one.
Would you rather? This one's for you, Scout.
Oh,
never have access to the internet or have Nicolas Cage always be within 1 meter of you.
I would rather have Nicolas Cage be in 1 meter of me. 100%.
I would never have access to it. No, I'm joking.
One, I used to hate Nicolas Cage, and then I watched National Treasure, and I was like, okay, I kind of see the sex appeal. I understand. And he seems wise and educated and analytical and intellectual. So if he was a meter away from me, I could ask him questions in the middle of the day and get the Nicolas Cage expertise.
Good analysis. All right, next. Would you send your nudes to a stranger or send your nudes to an ex?
Stranger.
But what if the stranger distributes them? I guess the ex could distribute it too.
I don't care who is distributing. One, I'm married. And so sending nudes to an ex is like not a good look for me and would get me into a lot of trouble. And one, I don't even want to like give my ex the fucking pleasure of my body. Two, a stranger, fucking, I don't care. Like I walk around naked in my apartment and like half the world can see me. I don't care who sees me naked. I really, really don't. And like if a photo of me is leaked naked, like good for me, you know, just I don't care. I do not care.
Okay. Yes. Good, 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 good. All right. Would you rather be horny all the time or never be able to have an orgasm?
Never be able to have an orgasm because you don't know what you're missing. But if you're horny all the time, you will not be able to focus on other things like work and building shit and caring for your puppy. You know, like, fuck that. That sounds terrible. Being horny all the time is putting yourself in a goddamn prison that you can't get out of.
Scout is on fire. I am dying. Okay. Would you rather have sex with a corpse or never have sex again?
Never have sex again. I mean, are you fucking kidding me? I mean, the disgustingness and the guilt and the shame and the, oh God, I would rather never have sex again.
If I had sex with a corpse, I would never be able to have sex again.
Exactly. And honestly, masturbating exists. Like, you can figure it out for the rest of your life.
Exactly. All right. Would you rather have a 1-minute conversation with your past self or your future self?
Future. Also, Grandma listens to this podcast. I am so sorry, Grandma, that this is a really X-rated edition, and we still hope you enjoy it.
I think she'll get the tip about the premium Pornhub. Maybe she'll enjoy it.
I hope so. I mean, that's all I want for everyone. But no, I would rather have a talk with my future self so that I can prepare for what I need to serve her.
Absolutely. I agree. Okay. Would you rather have a bell go off every time you're horny or never get horny? Sorry. I don't know why these are all.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. Wait. This is actually funny though. Would you rather have a bell go off every time you're horny or never get horny?
Oh, that's hard because you can be in a board meeting. You could be about to sell your business to Google. Annabelle goes off.
And you get horny when you're selling your business to Google?
Yeah, that would make me probably horny because that's fucking amazing and I'd be stoked, okay? So I don't know, you know, that would be terrible for me and the deal might not go through. So I have to think about this one.
Okay. Okay. Would you rather shout all the time or whisper all the time?
Whisper all the time. Why aren't you answering these? Why does the whole sisterhood just know my answers?
I'm agreeing with you on most of these, but so I'm
vocalized. I would rather whisper my entire life.
I would rather shout my entire life because then I would be in pain.
You already shout, so this is your living truth. Okay.
Okay. We have the last one.
Thank God. Jesus, this is like, I'm embarrassing myself.
This is the best episode I think we've ever come out with. How have we never thought to do this before?
I thought you were going to give me like, would you rather fuck this person or that person? I didn't know we were going to get in.
No, that's marry, fuck, or kill. That could be a different episode. Okay.
Okay, that's the last one.
Would you rather have a rewind button or a pause button in your life?
Sometimes I say same.
Rewind, 100% rewind. Because you can, because like if you, okay, so if you're pausing, right, it's because you want to like think about what you're about to say. But if you just could rewind, you could just
think about it. You rewind.
Yeah, exactly. And you could redo it.
Yes. Rewind. 100%. I'm with you there. Yes.
There was the analysis. We got to incorporate some analysis here. Amazing. That was our rendition of Would You Rather. And then now let's do Content Corner and wrap this shit up because I need to watch a movie.
Okay. I'm watching Veep. I'm watching The Office. That's about it. Yeah, I'm not really watching too much. Anna Karenina by Tolstoy.
Shut the fuck up, Scout.
I'm just being honest.
Out of here.
I'm sorry if my reading choices make you feel less than, but that is what I am reading.
What are you reading, Scout? Anna Karenina by Tolstoy. I fucking hate you. You're so annoying. What happened? Oh my god, what happened to Infinite Jest? This is the time we should be reading it.
I feel like we need to join a community college to read Infinite Jest. Like a community college class around Infinite Jest, or like find like a support group, to help us through Infinite Jest. Yeah. So I will find that. Okay. What are you watching? Let me just tune out for the next 10 minutes. Go.
Oh my gosh. Well, I did mention I finished Bold Type. I watched the SNL. We said this last week. Sorry. I watched the SNL that was at home. I have been watching Vanderpump Rules, that has been on every Tuesday night. We have Kardashians back. It's been lame as fuck, but Kourtney now is officially off the show, which is a very big,
good for her,
enhancement.
And she doesn't need any more money.
Good for the rest of the viewership because she did not add anything to the content. And then if you had watched the last, can you stop texting, please? We're doing a podcast, if you didn't notice, Scout. Like, is there something?
I know, but your content quarter was on for so long.
We're just trying to update our sisters. Okay, so then I started watching Real Housewives of New York because my roommate watches it. And so I'm watching the most recent season, as well as the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And then Little Fires Everywhere comes on Wednesdays. What else is there? YouTube stuff. So Emma Chamberlain just moved into her new home. She just bought a large home. And she made her first YouTube video in it, but she didn't address that she'd moved in to this multi-million dollar mansion. It was very strange. I'm just letting everyone know that it's very strange. Other things, Okay, big update. I finished the book on the Kindle.
And you fucking hated it.
So I finished the book, You Are Not Alone, on the Kindle. The book is good. If you are looking for an entertaining thriller mystery, it is just that. Entertaining. The Kindle. I don't think Lauren Elizabeth listens to this, so I'm just gonna be free with my thoughts. I don't enjoy the Kindle. I apologize. And I did try it. It was an experiment. I'm very proud of myself for at least trying it. It felt like I was reading an article. Like I didn't feel like I read a book. Like I couldn't conceptualize like how much depth the book was. I couldn't see it in 3D. I don't know. Something about it, I didn't feel as if I was actually completing a book. So I'm going back to my pages and
I could have told you that was gonna happen.
Yeah. But I'm glad I tried it. Tried something new. And I'm always for that. And that's my content corner. That's the roundup.
I love it. And we have been talking for a very long time. And I miss you, obviously. I love you dearly. And I hope all of the sisters are staying safe, healthy, sane, still laughing. I danced to like 4 songs today, which was really great. I highly recommend doing that. But anyways, we love you. I love you, Mads. This was a great talk. I don't know about what I disclosed, but we'll see how that goes for me. And we will see you on Thursday for Happy Hour with Amanda Stanton.
Woo! Also, let us know if you guys are liking these happy hours. They've been super fun for us, but super challenging with the remote recordings. So we hope that they're worth it. And everyone go download some Pornhub Premium.
Yeah, and if you listen to this episode all the way through, I forgot to say, rate, review, subscribe, woohoo! Okay, love you, sisters.
Bye.